Communities fight back against Rio Tinto mine Mira Glavadanov, North London Socialist Party. It is becoming a tradition that the Serbian diaspora meets at the London HQ of Rio Tinto Mining Company to coincide with protests in Serbia against opening a lithium mine there. The proposed mine would be in the middle of the picturesque countryside, fertile agricultural land, dotted with villages and farming communities. The mine would obliterate the environment, pollute land and water, and displace people living there. However, the farming communities have mobilized, and are strongly opposing the development. Unusually, there are a lot of young people living in the villages. People want to defend their land. They link it to their great-grandparents' struggle against occupation in both world wars. These sentiments are very strong, not just in the countryside, but towns and cities too. This is why hundreds of thousands of people have joined the protests. This is not just an environmental issue, but a matter of neocolonialism and imperialism too. Serbia is overrun with foreign companies exploiting its natural resources and cheap labor. The Serbian government is riddled with corruption, and sells resources and workers on the global capitalist market. The protests are expected to increase after the holiday season. The Serbian government is showing cracks in fear. It is likely to give promises in the run-up to the April elections. Serbian people must take them with a pinch of salt. The solidarity protests in London will continue. Another is already organized for Saturday, the 15th of January at 12 p.m. Everybody is welcome to attend, 6 St. James Square, Southwestern 1Y4AD. The ultimate victory against all exploitation by foreign capital will have to take the socialist path.